The Great Plains Prairie has very little rain and is covered with bushes and tall grasses. Great Plains steppes are covered with bushes and short grasses instead of trees. Great Plains grasslands are covered mainly with grasses. The plains, or Great Plains, is a wide flat land. It covers the middle of the United States and part of Canada. Much of the plains is covered in grasses and bushes as the main plants. This is called a prairie. Depending on the season and location, the plains may be partly desert or covered with grass and bushes. This is called a steppe. The area with mainly grasses is called a grassland. Number 1. How many states can you guess are found in the Great Plains? There are a dozen or 12 states that are found in the plains. They're parts of Colorado, Iowa, Minnesota, Montana, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. They're all part of Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota. The middle part of Canada also has the Great Plains. Number 2. Where do you think the animals and early humans came from that settled in the Great Plains? Scientists have found bones in the area of North China called Mongolia that match bones of early Americans. Early American hunter-gatherers from China followed animals for food, clothing, and making shelters to Alaska some 40,000 years ago. Early human hunter-gatherers live on a land bridge 30,000 years ago. The Ice Age warms and the ice sheet melts. Early humans traveled south to America around 16,000 years ago. Today, that land bridge is gone. Number 3. Who were the earliest settlers of America? Around 10,000 years ago, the earliest settlers of America were the stone-flaked people, or lithic. To hunt food, they chipped rocks to make the heads of their spears, or to make scrapers. The scrapers were for cutting wooden spear handles or for cleaning animal hides to make them soft for wearing. From 10,000 years ago to 800 years ago is called the Stone Age in the Great Plains. Number 4. What do you think is the main source of food for the Plains people? The main source of food for the Plains people is the bison, or buffalo. At around 6 feet tall, or 2 meters, and weighing up to a ton, or 2,000 pounds, it's the largest mammal in North America. Number 5. Do you think that the Great Plains people are religious? Most Plains people are very religious and spiritual, with dancing and singing for rain, for a successful food hunt, or for success in battle over their enemies. Some dance to heal someone who's been sick or injured. In the 1500s, Spanish explorers came to the plains. Some of their horses got away and became wild. Later, the Native Americans learned about riding and caring for horses from being at the Spanish missions. Number 6. What happened to the plains people in the 1700s and 1800s? In the 1700s and 1800s, different groups of Great Plains Native Americans become wandering horse societies. They follow the vast herds of buffalo. The plains people think the bison is sacred and important to their lives. Certain groups did some farming on the Great Plains. In addition to hunting buffalo, some tribes live in villages. They raise crops and trade with other tribes. The plains people wear wolf skins or buffalo skins to blend in and cover their human smell. The hunters sneak up on the bison and attack them with bows and arrows, or spears. Number 7. How else do you think the Great Plains people hunted buffalo? The Great Plains people were also adept hunters on horseback. They could shoot a bow and arrow or rifle while riding at top speed on horseback.